The phrase is nothing lasts forever. The proof of the truth of that phrase can be found in, well, quite a few places. Iconic brands of retail, star athletes in sports, great actors in film, various forms of entertainment, once thought of as eternal, have, yep, faded into history. Latest came last week when it was announced that after 146 years of Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey's Circus would be ending its run. All fans of the circus, albeit a shrinking number of people, were sad over this news. There were some who were glad to hear this come about due to their objections of how the circus treats and cares for their animals. Here to talk about this issue is former HLN host, author of several books, bestsellers, one of them including I Want, My Journey from Addiction and Overconsumption to a Simpler, Honest Life, Jane Velez Mitchell. Good morning, Jane. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. This is an amazing, amazing development, something that animal activists, and I'm one of them, worked for years to accomplish, and it's a great day for animals. It's also a great day for children. Children need to see animals as they truly are and behave, not sitting on a ball because they were beaten into submission.
Let's talk about that, because the first, I guess, really serious focus that the, not just Ringling Bros, really the whole circus industry got was, I believe it was back in 1998, and it took a long time to raise the awareness. Was that just because, just how much, I guess, part of the, maybe is a better way to say this, part of the tradition the animals had become of the circus genre, and people really didn't look into the mechanics of what was being done with those animals?
Well, yeah, let's just say that, first of all, circuses that use animals aren't even a 20th century concept. They're really a 19th century concept, and they're really, time has come and gone, especially today in a time when we can see video of animals in the wild and hopefully keep those animals in the wild, because species extinction is occurring at a very, very rapid rate thanks to human recklessness. So what happened was that undercover video surfaced, and also whistleblowers came forward, and people who worked at the circus who loved animals and who saw what was going on there. And if you want proof, don't take my word for it. Just Google Ringling Brothers YouTube video, PETA undercover video. You'll see them being beaten. And so the truth is, you're not going to get a large animal that can run, you know, dozens of miles in the wild to jump through hoops and sit on balls and do little twirls without breaking them. And to break them, you really have to just break their spirit. It's very sad. And the irony is that children and their parents come to the circus, or did come to the circus, because they loved animals and they wanted to see them. And they didn't understand that these animals were being broken in order to have them do these silly tricks. So, you know, PETA's philosophy, and I was just at a PETA gala last night here in Washington, D.C., which was a bipartisan event, which was really incredible. I wish that Washington, D.C. and the nation could take the spirit that I felt last night, because you had Republicans and you had Democrats, you had liberals and conservatives, all of them participating, getting awards. You had Mary Madeline there, you had Pamela Anderson there, and I was there, and everybody really had the spirit of, the one thing we have in common, at the very least, is that we love animals, we have compassion, and we want to practice kindness. And so it was an extraordinary event, and it was especially a celebration because of this Ringling's announcement. And I actually talked to a woman who, with PETA, her name is Anna Ware from Atlanta, and she is one of really made this happen working with PETA. And what she did was she passed a bullhook ban in Atlanta, because they can't, here's proof that it's cruel, they can't have the elephants, Ringlings can't, without using the bullhooks. And the bullhooks are basically instruments of well, many would say torture, abuse, because they have to hit them with these bullhooks to get them to do what they do. So once Anna got the bullhook ban passed in Atlanta, even though there were troubles with it, a woman in California, in Los Angeles, said, aha, I'm going to pass a bullhook ban. She passed in Los Angeles. Then Oakland passed it. Then it spread across the country. So the proof is in the pudding. Without the bullhooks, Ringlings couldn't take those elephants from place to place. They needed the bullhooks to control the elephants. So the bullhook ban strategically was a brilliant maneuver.
Talking with Jane Velez Mitchell, former HLN host. Website is janeunchained.com. She has some video content, video programming, and she raises awareness on important issues, just as she has done her entire career at CBS, NBC, and as mentioned, HLN. You'll listen to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned, too, how the animals are broken. When you think of the primary animals used in circuses, elephants, lions, and tigers, those are animals who by nature are ingrained to dominate, not be dominated.
Oh, yeah. You have to break their spirit. And also, you know, there's this, where did these animals come from? And we urge everyone. I participated in an investigation into an undercover report on how elephants that are used in rides around the world, whether it's Vietnam or India or anywhere in Asia, that people go on these rides because they love elephants. But the truth is that those elephants are ripped from their mothers. They often have to kill the family to get the baby. Then they tie the baby up in this horrible ritual. It's one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. So I'm urging everybody, do not go on tours that involve elephant rides. And the irony is that they disguise themselves as sanctuaries. Then they turn around and they pervert the word sanctuary and they say, come visit our elephant sanctuary in wherever. And in fact, we had a fundraiser because I have this now multi-platform news source for animal rights and the vegan lifestyle, janeunchained.com, or you can go to janevelezmitchell.com, or you can go to facebook.com/janevelezmitchell. And we put up videos of all the developments in the animal rights world. And we were having a fundraiser, and the auctioneer said, oh, hey, I've got this great, you know, animal theme thing. Why don't you make this one of your auction items? So I investigated it. And I found out it involved elephant rides, and it was billing itself as a sanctuary. And I called the guy and I said, you don't realize, but this is the very exploitation we're fighting. Do not ever get involved with anything that involves rides of wild animals or any animals, frankly. They're not here. Listen, Edith's philosophy is, and this was a huge leap for animal rights. Why? Between blackfish, the changes at SeaWorld, the ending of the breeding program, the end of ringlings. We now realize animals are not ours to use in entertainment. Look what just happened with the TMZ video that came out about that movie involving dogs.
Yeah.
I think it's called The Dog's Purpose, and you see this cowering animal being tossed into the water. Shameful. With CGI, we don't need to use live animals. And I have to tell you, the group that's supposed to monitor animals in Hollywood is just drowning in controversy. And, you know, that whole thing about no animals were harmed at the end of the movie. A lot of activists feel that we need to have another independent organization, that group is much too tied up with the Hollywood industry, the movie industry. And in any case, this is the first step in what will be the social justice movement of the 21st century. You know, PETA says animals are not ours to eat, to wear, to experiment on, or to use in entertainment. What's the easiest thing for humans to realize of those four things? The entertainment portion. Okay, so now we're starting to get that animals are not ours to be used for entertainment. Well, the next thing is animals are not ours to experiment on. Animals are not ours to wear. And I'm a vegan. I don't eat animals. And guess what? It's healthier for you. The World Health Organization has determined that processed meats are carcinogenic. They cause cancer. That's ham, bacon, deli slices, all those things, how people consume most meat. Don't take my word for any of this. Go online and Google it. It was the front page of the New York Times. Processed meat is carcinogenic, causes cancer. Now, when I see people feeding their kid a nugget, I think, well, why don't you give them a cigarette? Because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really advancing. Let me say this. Virtually all of our problems as humans boil down to how we treat animals. And you might say, that's crazy. And sometimes people think I'm crazy because people's minds are very narrow. And frankly, as a species, we're not as evolved as we will be one day if we survive. But meat production is a leading cause of climate change. And, you know, this is something that is suppressed by the mainstream media because look at the advertisers. But you could watch a film like Cowspiracy, which lays it down. And again, go online, just Google UN report. Greenhouse gases, meat production, it comes up. It's beyond all transportation combined. because it's deforestation. I mean, they're wiping out the Amazon, they're wiping out forests to create grazing land for cattle. And additionally, there are 70 billion land animals that are killed in the world for food every year. Where does all that feces go? Where does all the blood go? It's going into our ecosystem. It's creating algae pools in our rivers. It's going into the ocean. And so that's one piece of it. Then you talk about human health. The top 12 killers are, a good number of them are preventable or reversible with dietary changes. Heart disease is our leading killer. More people die of heart disease than anything else. Heart disease is the clogging of the arteries with plaque, which is cholesterol. There's no cholesterol in plants. Okay, so if you have arteries, if you have suffering from heart disease, if you have to take one of those pills that they want to sell you for cholesterol, why doesn't the doctor say, hey, just switch to a plant-based diet? You don't have to take those cholesterol pills. Why? Because the pharmaceutical industry comes by and gives them those pills, and it's a system. You can't make money off of people who don't get sick. Our entire healthcare debate, which was a key focus of our election, was about the skyrocketing cost of healthcare. Well, guess what? Nobody asked once, not the liberals, not the conservatives, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, why are people so sick in the first place? Why are 2/3 of Americans overweight or obese? Why are so many people keeling over from heart disease? Why do we spend so much money torturing animals, the National Institutes of Health, to come up with these cures that they never seem to come up with? But they take money out of your pocket, and you're marching in these March for Cures every week, through the park. It's all a scam in the sense that the solution's right there. If you change your lifestyle, you wouldn't get the cancer. You'd have a much lower chance of getting cancer or getting heart disease or getting some of the other problems. Erectile dysfunction is very similar. It's a precursor to heart disease. You know, the veins are smaller there. So if those are clogged, your heart, the arteries to your heart's likely to get clogged soon. And it's all about eating animals. Now, let me say this. You'd say, well, you know, we're carnivores. No, we're not. If we were carnivores, when we saw roadkill on the side of the road, we'd start to salivate. We'd pull over and want to eat that animal right there. If we were truly carnivores, when we drive by and see a cow in a meadow, we'd want to pull over, jump over the fence, grab that cow, kill it, and eat it raw right there. That's what carnivores do. We are not carnivores.
These are some of the issues that Jane addresses, not with rhetoric, but with substance, over at her website, janeunchained.com. She's also author of books that really apply to real life. For example, I Want, My Journey from Addiction and Overconsumption to a Simpler, Honest Life. That's one of the books where you see yourself in someone else's story and you get the life lessons that that author gets as well. In this case, the author and host, Jane Velez Mitchell. Jane, you got to grow a passion for this stuff, by the way, because you just don't get worked up enough.
Well, I am passionate. Because,
this is true.
It's frustrating to me when I see the so-called best and the brightest and the eggheads and the people who know it all, and they don't even... It's like we need a new pair of glasses. You know, this whole election, and I'm watching the inauguration right now. I happen to be here in D.C., and I'm looking at the inauguration happen. And the whole election was about a desire for change, which is very, very valid. America needs a new pair of glasses. We need to reexamine how we're doing everything. The question is, how do we reexamine? What lens do we look through? And the truth is, Gandhi said, you know, the evolution and the merit of a nation can really be determined by how it treats its animals, because it boils down to the most voiceless and the most helpless. Americans are decent people. They love animals. They don't know that every time they give to one of these Race for Cures that they're just sponsoring more basic research by scientists who get grants by saying how many animals does it take to kill using this process, or how many animals does it take to kill during this process, and that they're living in their McMansions, and it's a big industry. And the truth is, with the technology we have today, we should be working on the molecular and submolecular level, and these are primitive experiments that have been done since the beginning of time. Since before Christ, they have been breaking dog spinal cords to see what happens to them. They're still doing it. They do some of these experiments for 30 years. You know, the NIH just recently had to end their maternal deprivation experiments involving baby monkeys. Thanks to a PETA investigation, PETA got a Freedom of Information Act request that the NIH fought. Why? Because they knew when Americans saw that video of these poor baby monkeys being tortured. And they did this for 30 years to figure out maternal deprivation You want to know about maternal deprivation? Go to a juvie center where a kid who hasn't been taken care of by his or her mom is sitting there. She'll tell you everything about maternal deprivation you need to know. You don't need to torture baby monkeys for 30 years. Oh, they would scare them and then with snakes, and then they would leave the mother sedated, and then the baby would try to wake the mama monkey up and bang on the mama monkey, wake mommy, 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 and the mommy can't help because she's sedated. And the scientists are laughing in the background. You can hear it on the videotape. You know, if you engage in sadism, eventually you become a sadist. These experiments that are being done in the National Institutes of Health and in many universities around the country are breeding generations of sadists, people who are told, and many of the there have been many cases of these scientists who suddenly have an epiphany, and they leave, and they become ardent activists to stop these experiments because they have a crisis of conscience. It's a nightmare, and they don't want anybody to see it. These are in, you know, windowless buildings, and the taxpayers are paying for all of it. I urge everybody, do not give a cent to any charity that says they're racing for a cure. Where is the cure is in the prevention of the illness in the first place. I'm not saying we don't need cures for anything, but I'm saying that the system is corrupt and it's money-making. Anytime you see animal abuse, whether it's on a factory farm, whether it's in a laboratory, whether it's in the circus, follow the money. It's all about exploiting voiceless, helpless creatures to make money. That's what it's always about.
Website again is janeunchained.com. Jane, you make people aware, you make them think, and you make them act. That's a three winning points that does make a difference and does bring about the change that you talked about. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.